When I am among a blaze of lights, when I am among a blaze of lights with tawdry music and cigars and women dawdling through delights and officers in cocktail bars, sometimes I think of garden nights and elm trees nodding at the stars. I dream of a small firelit room with yellow candles burning straight and glowing pictures in the gloom and kindly books that hold me late. Of things like these I choose to think when I can never be alone. Then someone says, "Another drink," and turns my living heart to stone. This is a beautiful poem by war poet Siegfried Sassoon. The author, the poet, is in one party and people are drinking wine. The soldiers are there, they are enjoying a night party. There is loud music. Women are moving here and there in delight. There is smoke around. And when the poet is enjoying life in this party, suddenly he remembers the garden behind his house. Suddenly he remembers the small room, the silence, the firelit room, the small firelit room, the books which he used to read and that would hold him late. He remembers those trees, the elm trees that appear to touch the sky, nodding at the sky. On one side is music, on one side are women, party, cocktail, wine, smoke, cigar, and suddenly he remembers his small room, and suddenly he remembers the silence, those trees, that sky, those stars, those books. And when he is trying to remember all this, suddenly somebody comes and says, "Another drink?" and turns my living heart to stone. And the poet says, "My living heart is deadened." Poet is not against music, is not against those cigars, is not condemning the glamour, but he is missing those days of silence. He is missing those books. He is missing that simplicity of life, that candlelit small room, the garden, the trees. So there is a split, outside living and inside living. The poet is living an artificial life. Outside he is showing to be social, but inside there is a vacuum. Inside he wants silence, inside he wants solitude. That incognito life, away from all the limelight. Truth is to do what you feel. Truth is to speak what you feel is right. Today is the 10th day of this series of unlearning. And today we will talk about truth as living experience. It's more important to understand what truth is not before we understand what truth is. Truth is not hypocrisy. Truth is not customs. Truth is not theory. Truth is not belief system. Truth is not scriptures. Truth is not conclusions. Truth is not ideas. Truth is not principles, dogmas, tenets, siddhant. Truth is here and now. Truth is not something that you can store in your memory. The moment you try to hold it, it slips. Truth is fresh experience. Satya is ever new. Truth is honesty in actions. Truth is clarity in intentions. Truth is authenticity in living. The opposite of truth is falsehood, hypocrisy. Truth is not some concept which you remember. Truth is living experience. It is living. It is not dead. Why truth is so difficult? Because concepts are easy. Belief systems, you can accept something and live quite easy. But truth is a dangerous experience. Truth, you have to change your concepts. Truth, you have to become vulnerable. Truth, for truth, you have to live it. Somebody speaks very less, but lives what he speaks. Another person speaks very beautifully, but it is not in his life. And that is hypocrisy. True truth, Baba says, is auspicious. And truth is beauty, Sundaram and Shubh, Shivam. Truth is full of beauty. Truth is full of auspiciousness. Truth is fearless. Truth dances. The boat of truth is never drowned. Truth is everlasting. Truth makes you fearless. Untruth involves fear. There is something to hide. Truth is openness. Truth is not something you read. Truth is not something you think. Truth is something you live. Truth is not about giving flamboyant speeches, discourses, classes. Truth is living in alignment . If there is a split, outside living and inside living, then you are living a life of untruth, hypocrisy, deception, a sort of spiritual schizophrenia. Outside you show to the world you are very happy, but inside there is a sorrow, there is grief. There is suffering. Outside you show to be a moral person, spiritual person, but inside, you are burning in jealousy and pride and anger and peacelessness. Outside you show to be honest, but inside there is deception. Baba calls them dangerous personalities. Truth is living. For example, you are hungry and somebody gives speech on food. Will that satisfy the hunger? Hunger will go only when you eat. Truth is the food that nourishes the inside being. There is darkness and somebody comes and gives talk on the light. That will not dispel the darkness. The darkness will go only when you switch on the light. You are in sorrow and somebody comes and gives counseling on grief. That will not dissolve the grief. Grief will go only when you go inside and see it directly. There is a wave of anger arising in you and you start reading books on anger management. Anger will not go. Anger goes when you see it as it is. You are exhausted, tired, and you listen to motivational talks. That will not remove the tiredness. Tiredness will go only with the rest, with sleep. Because body is exhausted. You read about love, the philosophy of love, but that will not give rise to love. Love will happen when you care, when you give attention. When love becomes the mantra of life, when love becomes the goal of life, when the heart is suffused with love, when the heart is drenched in that love, then the love will happen. Love is not philosophy nor theory. Love is living experience. Love is living truth. So truth is not something you keep reading about. Truth you cannot download from Google. It is un-Googleable. Yes, you can download it from the universal database. God is the ocean of truth. The moment you connect to Him, truth starts flowing within you. When you connect to the source, you become like the source. So these are the three ways. Speak only what you live. If I don't live what I am speaking, it will not have any effect. And most important, three things of Brahmin life, A, B and C. A, B and C. A for Amrit Vela, B for Bhojan, food, and C for celibacy. Unless and until these three things are in your life, to its fullest extent, the Brahmin life is just the life of hypocrisy, external show. How much you connect to the source at Amrit Vela, what changes you have made in your food, what you eat, how living it is, and how much undivided, unpunctured, integrated is the Brahmacharya. This A, B and C of Brahmin life is the foundation stone of happiness. If any one of these is broken, you fall. So the first thing is, speak only what you live, not what you know. Second, do only what you feel is true. Otherwise, like this poet, is living an artificial life. He himself says, I am in the party. There is drink, there is music, women dancing, cigar, smoke. And what he is remembering there? Sometimes I think of garden nights and elm tree. I dream of a small firelit room. He is in the party, but he is remembering his room. A small room, firelit room, books, solitude, silence, garden. And then when somebody comes and says, another drink, and turns my living heart to stone. It appears to me such a harsh onslaught of words. So, do only what you feel is true. Third, drop even a small hypocrisy. Hypocrite. Hypocrisy is one of the most dangerous things in spirituality. Everybody claims to be spiritual or religious, but inside there is emptiness. Inside there is frustration. Inside there is suppression. And because of this suppression, there is so much confusion. The true spirituality is lost in rituals and celebrations and partying, in speeches, in classes, in flamboyant programs and mega programs. Transformation is a silent process happening in solitude. When you see, when you realize, a man came to Buddha and he said, I want to hear something which is unhearable, unsayable, unspeakable. Buddha made him sit beside him. Buddha closed his eyes. Seeing Buddha closing his eyes, the man also closed his eyes. And they both sat together in silence with closed eyes for half an hour. Buddha's chief disciple Ananda was there, watching with curiosity. What's happening? The man came and said, I want to listen to something which is unsayable. And now they both are lost in silence, not speaking anything. After half an hour, the man opened his eyes and said, oh, I am so happy. I am going satisfied, fulfilled, thanks. And the man left. Ananda said to Buddha, Lord, what is this? He came and said he wants to hear something. He sat and he left, and that too satisfied. I am at my wit's end to understand all this. Absolutely confounded. Buddha said, Ananda, do you remember? In your childhood, you used to like horses. They both were cousins. Ananda said, yes. And Buddha said, there are different types of horses. The first type of horse is the horse that needs a lot of beating and thrashing. Then it runs. The second type of horse just need tapping. and it starts running. The third type of horse, they need the sound of the whip. But there is fourth type of horse. They look at the shadow of the whip and they run. This man who came was like the fourth type of horse. He doesn't need much. I entered into silence and I tasted the emptiness within. He saw me and he entered within himself, and the conversation took place in silence. I didn't speak anything, he didn't speak anything. I entered into silence, my silence made him enter into the silence. And this is satsang, where silence meets the silence, where the speech becomes wordless, where silence becomes eloquent. Silence is the most fluent speech. And this silence is truth. So drop even one hypocrisy, something that we do just to show off. We want to justify, we want to show, we want to make people realize that we are spiritual. Truth is existential. Truth is not about marketing. Truth is not about advertising. Truth takes birth in solitude. It is nourished by silence. It grows incognito. It doesn't need any validation. It has no desire to clarify. Truth is self-proven, Swayam Siddh. Truth is not defensive. So whenever you see anything split in life, you think something but you do different things. You don't want to do and yet you are doing. By force, that's spiritual schizophrenia. Truth is clarity. Truth is honesty. Truth is authenticity. Truth is alignment. These are the four definitions of truth. There is an alignment, mind, speech, and actions, behavior. Truth is clarity. Truth is authenticity. Truth. The truthful one dances, Baba says. Truth is such, makes you fearless. So today's unlearning lesson is to make truth as a living experience, not as something which you buy heart, something which you make it into concept. You are living every moment. Truth is moment to moment awareness. Om Shanti.
Old maps burn bright. Bye. start again. And on and on.